Have you ever noticed with artists how some artists paint scenery, some artists paint people, some artists paint buildings and cities and movement of life, and then some artists paint what are called still lives? They'll take a pot, they'll take an apple, they'll take a vase full of flowers, and they'll paint it. And because it's not moving, it's a still life. I guess that's what I love most about my God, is when you're following Him and you're praying for His will, there is no stillness in your life. You're just constantly on the run, constantly on the go, serving the mighty Lord. As Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friend. And we have become His friends. And it's so good to have that feeling of life, liberty, and happiness that comes with knowing Him. Don't ever be still. Don't become a monument. Make yourself for Jesus a movement.
When I paint the petals of the flowers in the vase, when I wash the color on each tiny little face, when I dip my brush again, I am reminded of the great Almighty King of Kings and His gentle love. He's the greatest artist. It's He who paints the sky. It's He who colored the sand and the lovely butterfly. It's God who paints the mountains, their deep, majestic hue. Dear Jesus, I thank You for the great things that You do. So when I paint the petals on the flowers in the vase, and I dip my brush and paint each tiny little face, I am reminded, Jesus, that You are the King of Kings. I'm reminded of Your gentle love. You're the greatest artist. It's You who paints the sky. You who paints the sand and the lovely butterfly. It's You who paints the mountains, their deep, majestic hue. Dear Jesus, I thank You for the great things that You do.
Hallelujah, and praise the Lord God Almighty. What would we do without Him? We wear His name as Christians. But do you have any idea what goes along with wearing that name? The song playing is Jesus. Precious Jesus. Is He precious to you?